said, well, we got a structurally balanced budget. We're not spending more money than we're bringing in. The highlights councils, but we've been hearing it, working on it since 1st of October or last of September. So I'm not sure there's a lot of highlights that aren't already known. They approved the subsidies that were requested, and a couple of them, I think, 2 weeks ago were raised a little bit. So those are good. We have the drawdown for the lake in our budget this year. We're going to continue to work on that. So I don't think there's any real surprises, but we pretty much were able to put forth most of the things that were requested by department heads. So this year looks like it might be a good year. Let's hope revenue continues to stay where it's at.
And, of course, it was renewal time last night for for liquor and wine licenses, also vehicle for hire licenses, and also for the first time renewal of medical cannabis licenses.
It was, and one license is dropped out, so there is one that will be advertised as available for the city. We have five licenses available. The other four were approved. So there was some discussion that one of them is not moving towards opening yet that we're aware of, and one of the things council had said when this was approved was we didn't want these to become a commodity like liquor licenses have become. So you are required to put it in operation and use it, or it can be revoked at some point in time. So council is made aware that one of the entities is not really moving towards getting their license up and operating. So we'll see how that plays out the next year.